that one of those deals where they brought the cattle in to get on the railroads in Longmont?
That's right. It was right at the railroad station. That is First and Main.
Okay.
They could unload cattle, feed them, and load them right back on the railroad again. When I built the animal hospital at Mountain View and Main Street, mm-hmm. right across from the cemetery there, we even had corrals out and back and cattle chutes. We did dehorning. We did treated cattle right here in town.
Mm-hmm.
They'd bring them in for a cesarean operation or something right there to our hospital.
Yeah.
And we even had cattle escape from our corrals and go down through Main Street. That was back in the good old days when everybody got a laugh out of it. They don't think it's funny anymore.
Yeah, they wouldn't think that's too funny. Did they drive them in on something? Or, I mean, did they
trucked them in.
They trucked them in.
We had unloading chutes where they could bring them in. Okay. There were a lot of cattle truckers around here because they had to truck them to Denver to slaughter or so forth. The ones that were at the railroad were lucky. They got cheaper transportation, but the trucking, as I say, we had in this area probably a 15 to 20 mile radius. I had 300,000 head of feeder cattle.
That's amazing, cattle. Yeah. So they were mostly trucked down to Denver?
They were all trucked in and trucked out.
Okay, makes sense. You mentioned dehorning. Did you use those big old...
Yeah, Keystone dehorners.
Keystone? And now they have some sort
of... Those are adult cattle. We use different kinds on small calves called Barnes dehorners.
Bars? Like B-A-R-S?
B-A-R-N-E-S. Barnes dehorners on the small calves. It was a scoop that had pulled it apart and it scooped out the horn. Keystone are just like a big bolt cutter.
Yeah. Was that hard to do?
It was... I should take you over to this farm I'm restoring. I've got a Keystone dehorner, and I wanted you to lift it and see how heavy it is.
What about the... that sounds pretty painful as well.
Well, it was. We could do painless dehorning, and we did that in dairy cattle quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain nerve we could block here, and then we'd use a saw and take it off, or a barn, or a Keystone, either one.
Okay.
But we could block the nerve to that area and do it both. Hmm. In fact, in England, you have to block it.
Really?
But up until I quit, while they were still doing, because they were doing hundreds of them at a time, you couldn't take time. You'd have to block it and then wait about 15 minutes before you did it so that the block would take effect.
So some of the cattle must have given a pretty good fight during that.
That's right.
Did you have ways to...
Well, we'd put them down a runway into a cattle chute,
mm-hmm.
which would then hold them still, and then a yoke would come down on their neck.
Uh-huh.
And then we would take a pair of bull tongs and put it in their nose and pull their head one way and take off the upper horn, take it the other way and take off the upper horn.
Uh-huh. I've heard of all this. I'm pretty ignorant of it. Why would you dehorn them? For fighting?
So that they don't injure each other and get in fights. When they're horned, they'll fight each other and bruise the meat and so forth so that they can't be sold for slaughter.
Right.
So they are, then they started breeding cattle without horns, which was a good way to solve it.
So when they don't have the horns, they won't fight? I mean,
they don't fight.
They're smart enough not to fight.
That's right. Except the bulls would still be honorary. They were trying to establish their territory, so we even had blinders on them with slits in it so they could see to eat and drink and raise your head and look around, but if a bull charges you,
mm-hmm.
they always put their head down, and that would blind them. They didn't see where they were going, they would stop.
Yeah.
So it would give the person a chance to get out of the corral.
Okay. And I've heard now they have some sort of paste that they can put on horns. Did you work with that at all?
Oh, yes, but I don't like that because you can't gauge it. Sometimes it would eat away too much.
Really?
Sometimes not enough. And you get a crooked horn growing out here.
Yeah.
It's not a satisfactory way to dehorn.
Okay.
You have to get that circle of tissue that secretes the horn, the corium of the horn. You have to get that rid of that.
Okay.
If the paste that they put on there maybe would only do one side, or it'd start to rain and they'd wash it off, it wouldn't work. Or lots of reasons why then we'd have these stub horns, and they were almost as dangerous as the pointed ones.
Yeah.